Hey babe, I'll be there in a minute. I'm just gonna grab some s'mores. Yes. Pre-made in the microwave. I don't think an open campfire would do too well in our pillow fort. Light the whole place up and make short work of our evening. No, I just thought it'd be fun. Yeah. I'm so glad you agreed to do this. Just get together, have a girls' night. S'mores, hot chocolate, watch some cartoons. Listen to some music from when we were growing up. I know, all those crappy boy bands and pop music, but hey, it's like a little nostalgia road trip. Absolutely. Watch all the cool stuff we used to watch. Yes, like some Animaniacs, and listen to maybe some NSYNC, or I don't know. We could probably even go a little older. Maybe some New Kids on the Block. I don't know. Yeah. I actually didn't listen to them much in my time. Yeah, I was much more of a, like, Heart and Queensryche fan. I was, like, 10 years old, but hey, what can you do? Yeah. Mm-hmm. Well, the good thing is we have a lot of things to choose from, and unlike back in the day, we don't have to worry about cassettes or CDs, and we can just stream it now. The beauty of technology. Yes. We'll marry childhood with modern technology, and it'll be a fun night. Yeah. Oh God, I know. It has been a crazy week, hasn't it? Absolutely crazy. Oh, who are we kidding? It's been like a crazy year. Ugh. Mm-hmm. I know. That's why I thought it would be important just to kind of hang out, have fun, chit-chat, just lighthearted. I know. We don't get to do this, ever. Let alone not enough. We should plan it, like once a month at least. That would be fun. Yeah. Do you remember these? These scrunchies. I picked some up, I know. I thought we could do our hair in all sorts of lame braids and stuff and scrunchie away. I know. If I really wanted to do it right, I would get some White Rain hairspray and we could just do our bangs like waterfalls. Yes. Some slap bracelets, of course. Of course. Friendship bracelets. Yes. Oh my gosh, next time we need to do that. Do you remember how like amazing that was? You just grab a whole bunch of different string and yeah, braid them. And I could never manage some of the things people did. They were like master loomers. I was just like, I can do a braid. That's about it. I know, right? Too funny. Yeah. Well, here, turn around. I'm gonna do your hair. Yep. Yes, you can have your hot cocoa with you in your lap. Just be careful. Don't spill it. An ER trip will not be part of our childhood nostalgia night. I know. Yes. No, I don't have the old-timey hair brushes. I just have one I was using. Yeah. I'll just start from the base of your hair and just, yeah. Work my way up to the roots. Doesn't that feel good? Getting your hair brushed. Oh, I love that. Yes. You do have pretty hair. You do. Stop it. I love your hair. It's nice. Nope, not open for any more discussion. I've made my decision. Your hair is awesome. Yeah, I'll just keep brushing it for a little bit. Running the bristles over your scalp, and all the way down to the very tips of your hair. Nice, slow, steady strokes. If you fall asleep on me, I don't know, I might paddle you with this brush, although I have a feeling you might like that a little too much. Yeah. Doesn't that feel good? You know what we used to do in high school? Right, we would... Well, I wouldn't, but other girls would do our hair, right? They'd separate it into two sides, and then they would take the last 2 years of our graduation year And they would braid the numbers into our hairs for like spirit week and stuff like that. I know. I always had it done. I just couldn't do it. I'm the world's worst hair braider. Yes, I tell you that now. Yes, with your hair in my hands. Well, good thing is nobody is going to see it except for me. So, here, let me braid your hair for you, babe. Yeah, I could just do like a... Yeah, I can kind of do a little bit. Let me just play with it while we chit-chat. Is this cool to keep watching this cartoon? I guess that'd be something fun, lighthearted. Exactly. There's too much craziness in the world right now to watch a serious Daniel Day-Lewis drama. I mean, he's amazing, but I just can't handle it right now. I know. Need a little release. We used to sing every word of the Animaniacs intro song. Do you remember that? It was like a thing. I know. I probably still remember it. You're gonna make me sing it? Okay. We're Animaniacs and we're crazy to the max. Yeah, that's all you're getting out of me. I would need wine and a shot of liquor more than this hot chocolate right now to sing the whole thing for you. Oh my gosh, that's too funny. Well, what do you think, my dear? I just did your hair, crowned it off with an amazing, awesome town scrunchie. Yes. You're looking very fly, if I do say so myself. Yes. We could also do the whole 90s look, too. Brown lipstick and white eyeshadow and chokers. Of course, that's like a thing now, isn't it? I know. Nothing is new or original. It all gets recycled. Well, Jesus, in the 90s, they redid Woodstock, like, what, 10 times? I know. It's like, just leave the original alone. Don't try to redo it. I know, it's crazy. So what was your first concert? Your first music concert, yeah? Oh, that's a good one. No, my parents drug me to some lame thing that they were into. But, I mean, you know, hey, I'll see a lot of things live. Mm-hmm. Yeah, what's your favorite one that you've seen? Oh, I know, that's amazing. You know what's really sad is that I don't see as many live shows as I used to. I know, life, work, family, it just sort of hampers that. And I get that. You know, that's part of growing up, I guess. The sad part. Money. God, do you remember when, like, concert tickets were, like, $20, $30? Now it's, like, you can't even get in the door for less than, like, $500, it seems, and you're still in the rafters. I mean, when did that happen? It's insanity. Absolutely insanity. Okay, you want to brush my hair? Okay, great. Yeah, sure. We'll just turn around. Now it's my turn to imbibe with some hot chocolate and snack on some s'mores. I used the cinnamon graham crackers. I thought it would just be a little something different. Getting fancy with our pillow fort cartoon night. That feels good, babe. Yeah. Oh, gosh. This bristles running through my scalp. Oh, it feels lovely. So what are you gonna do? Right? We could do the whole, like, super straight look. I don't know. We could probably plug in a straightener if we needed to. Yeah, I get a little bit of wave in my hair, as you can see. Oh, you know what? You should just do the real high ponytail on me. Yeah, we could totally do that. And then kind of have it, right, fall over on both sides like a waterfall. Oh my god. Well, yes, I did. I got some Bonnie Bell lip smackers, so we have those. Yes, grape and, like, cherry cola. Right? And then what else? Oh, yeah, I just grabbed a whole bunch of stuff, just some silly things. Silly, fun things to just escape from the world of the adults for a night. We could totally sleep in the pillow fort, absolutely. Get some sleeping bags. Although we'll probably wake up with like stiff backs, unlike when we were kids. I won't think about it right now. We could certainly move to the couches. I got the L shape right there. There's enough room for both of us. Or we could share one sleeping bag. I know. Sometimes those sleepovers with friends used to get a little risque. Just girls being girls. Yeah. No, whatever. I'm down. That's all good. This is nice. Okay, and then what we're gonna have to do after this is we're gonna have to do our nails in like the most ridiculous colors ever. I've got a neon yellow, right? Because you'd wear that to the office any day of the week, sure. I've also got this ridiculous, like, electric blue, because you have to have that. Just fun, stupid, silly colors. Yeah, we can do our fingers and our toes and yeah. And then I've got yeah, I found a whole bunch of John Cusack movies on Netflix, so we can do a binge of that. Yes, absolutely. Well, I think we must do Say Anything. That's a prerequisite. We could do, gosh, Gross Point Blank. Was it Better Off Dead? Is that the one where he's the ski guy? We'll see what's good now is we don't have to think about it and think about it. We can or go to Blockbuster later and look it up. I think we can just Google it. Yeah, I'm right. Thank you, Google. Better Off Dead. Do you remember the smell of Blockbuster? There was actually an article I saw the other day. It said that there's people growing up that will never know the smell of a Blockbuster, which was that weird smell of like carpet, popcorn, candy, and plastic. It's just unmistakable. As soon as you smell it, you know exactly what it is. I know. Plus, it was just fun to go in and browse stuff physically, right? Oh, I came across so many good movies that way. I know. I officially sound like an old person, don't I? Yeah. Remember back in the day when we had the Blockbuster? Yeah. Jesus. Maybe we should spike these hot chocolates. Get this party going properly. Like a little Jameson. Can we like Irish hot chocolates? I'm down. Absolutely. All right. Will you queue up a movie? I'll go grab the liquor, and we will continue this. Continue this awesome town pillow fort party. All right, babe, I'll be back in a second.